Today we have several people who are coming to be baptized. Chris Borromeo, Senior and Junior. Angelina back there. You want to wave to us, Angelina? James right here. Michael, where are you, Mike? Where'd you go? Oh, there you are, right there in the back. Tammy, where are you, Tammy? Oh, there you are, sorry. And your two kids, are they here? All right. We're waiting for two kids who are going to be, so we'll baptize you at the end, so we'll give them time to come. And Jade. There's Jade. All these people present themselves to the church for the sacrament of holy baptism. We rejoice in God's promises to those taking the significant step of faith. Through Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection, God has made a new promise, a new covenant of grace, whereby we say, I am yours. Today we claim to the promises of that new covenant, rejoicing that our Savior Jesus Christ instituted baptism as a visible sign of this covenant making. It symbolizes that God has cleansed you, that you are a new person. It symbolizes that you have died to sin and became alive in Christ, that you are a new person. And it symbolizes that God has united you with all followers of Jesus. 1 Corinthians says, we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, and we are all given one Spirit to drink. Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Can I have those who are going to be baptized please stand right now? I'm going to ask you several questions about your intentions, and I'll lead you as to your response. Do you now desire to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? If so, say, I do. Okay, we need loud. Okay, let me ask you one more time. Do you desire to be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit? If so, say, I do. All right. Proclaiming this promise with Jesus Christ, do you renounce all powers of evil and do you declare your opposition to a way of life that's in contradiction to the good news of Jesus? If so, say, I do. Do you repent of your sins, confessing Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and living as his faithful disciple? If so, say, I do. Will you devote yourselves to the apostles, to Bible teaching, to fellowship, to communion, the breaking of bread, and to prayer? If so, say, I will. Great. And last question. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, will you do all in your power to participate fully in the life of this congregation, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? If so, say, I will. All right, you may be seated. And church, I'd like to ask you a question. People of God, will you promise to uphold and support these people in their life in Christ? If so, say, with the help of God, we will. All right. Gave you something longer to say. Let's pray. God, our Creator and Redeemer, you have called us from death to new life. We thank you for your saving love in Jesus Christ our Lord, for this sacrament of grace and what it means to the church. As we baptize with water, baptize with the Holy Spirit. As we speak, let it be your word. As we act, let us do your work in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Who would like to go first? All right, James, all right. James, would you be willing just to share briefly how you became a Christian?
I don't know. I just came.
All right. And why are you getting baptized today?
Because I need to.
All right. Amen. All right, James.
As a little kid, I always knew God was real. When I was 7 years old, I accepted Christ, but I didn't really know what it meant or, you know, how to live for him. When I came to Edgewater, I started realizing the way of God is the only way to live. So I renewed my faith, and now I just want to take the next step in getting closer to God.
Raised in a Christian household, and my mom would always teach me about God and, you know, at any chance she had. And but as I got older, I kind of felt like something was a little bit missing. So when I started attending Edgewater, God's word that day just spoke to me, and I realized that I needed to have a stronger relationship with him. So I'm pretty much here today to take that step into getting that relationship stronger.
Okay.
This is why I haven't done this yet. I got saved when I was a teenager, and I have a real back and forth story through the years. I later, you know, slipped into the opposite extreme addiction, and 8 years ago came out of that into recovery and clung on to the Lord, and he helped me through that. And I had to cling on to him because of all the consequences that I had created in my life. I needed him so much. But what happened is, and maybe a few years ago, I just started thinking I was pretty cool. I got my stuff together, and I didn't need him so much, and became very prideful and stagnant. And since my son and...
Sorry.
His dad started coming here, and my kids and my family, and I've seen people get saved, and this church has softened my heart again, and I just need to do this for him.
Not a man of many words. The pastor was just saying something about the prodigal son earlier. That's pretty much me. I just want to come back home, Father.
All right.
I'm broke. it was fun, but it wasn't fun. But, you know, it's time to come back home. I got children to take care of, and you know, just thank you. Thank you for all you people. Awesome. Thank you, Pastor.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott. Scott. Thank you. <Woo. laughs> That's it. Thank you.
I'm not as good as the younger ones here, so I had to write down what I got to say. I would have stood up here and draw a blank. First of all, good morning, everybody. And first and foremost, I want to thank God for being here today. I'm so grateful for where I am in my faith. I just wish I would have found Jesus a lot sooner in life. For most of my life, I wasn't sure if there truly was a God. Slowly, I started to believe in God. I was probably in my early 30s at the time. And it wasn't until I was in my 40s that I started to go to church and become a fan of Jesus. I thought being a fan of Jesus was good enough. It's not. In the Bible, Jesus calls us to be his followers. When I came to Edgewater, met Pastor John, then joined a growth group, that's when I finally wanted to be a true follower of Jesus and live my life for him according to his will and his way. I know now that his way is the one and only way. So by being baptized today, I'm making a public announcement and showing to all my faith, my love, my appreciation, my obedience, and my commitment to our Heavenly Father. The Bible shows that baptism is the first act of obedience for new believers. As usual, I'm a little late. Better late than never.
That's right.
Thank you all. God bless you all. Have a great day.
We also have three children who are getting baptized today. They're all 8, 9, and 10. Is that right, you guys? For them, what we did is we made sure their parents talked to them and made sure they understand what it meant to become a follower of Jesus and what baptism meant. And they had wonderful conversations and are here today to celebrate what God's doing in their lives. Let's welcome up Shane.
I just wanted to be closer to Jesus. I would like to be baptized because I want people to know that I love Jesus and I want to live with him my whole life.
Yeah.
was 9, I accepted Christ as my Savior. I always wanted to learn more and more every day. I prayed and talked a lot to God. My life has been good since my Savior is in my heart. He gives me peace in my heart every day. I wanted to be closer to God, and that was His command to us. When you are baptized, you show your faith in Jesus. Baptism symbolizes a new life in Christ.
Great, you guys. What a great celebration. Amen? Amen. Let me just pray for us, and we'll continue with some announcements and more worship. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the privilege of celebrating baptism in our church, Lord, that you've helped us die to our sins and come alive in you, forgiven. We have a new identity. We have a new relationship with you. And Lord, this is not the end, but the beginning. So we pray for blessings on these people as they repent and turn to you. Lord, we cannot wait to see what you have in store for them. We pray, God, 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, we're going to be able to hear stories about you working their lives in amazing, magnificent ways we would never imagine right now. We thank you for these spiritual awakenings. We pray all this in Jesus' great name. Amen.